It's the Kim Munson Show, analyzing the most important story.
Socialization of transportation, education, energy, housing, and water. What it means is that government controls it through rules and regulations.
The latest in politics and world affairs.
Under this guise of bipartisanship and nonpartisanship, it's actually tapped down the truth.
Today's current opinions and ideas.
On an equal field in the battle of ideas, mistruths or misconceptions, and it is getting us into a world of hurt.
Is it freedom or is it force? Let's have a conversation.
Indeed, let's have a conversation, and welcome to the Kim Munson Show. I am Kim Munson. Thank you to each and every one of you for listening. You're each treasured, valued. You have purpose. Today, strive for excellence. Take care of your heart, your soul, your mind, and your body. Live with intention. You were made for this moment. And I get to work with a lot of great people. That is producer Steve, Zach, Patty, Keith, Charlie, Jen, all the people here at Crawford Broadcasting. Happy day after Sunday, day before Tuesday, producer Steve.
No. I give you permission today to say happy Monday because you brought a Monday anesthesia story to the microphone, and I'm sure you'll be talking about it here in a few minutes. So
you're pretty excited about this one, huh?
This one's a goodie.
Okay, we'll get to that in a minute. Be sure and check out our website. That is Kim Munson, MONSON.com. Sign up for our weekly newsletter there. You'll get first look at all of our upcoming guests, our most recent op-eds, our most recent podcasts. And we are busy. There is all kinds of information there regarding some upcoming events. And two of them that are on the website right now is we rolled this out yesterday, but Helen Raleigh, you all know her. She is a media rock star. She writes for The Federalist, and she's on national television on a regular basis. She immigrated from China, and so she understands the risk of communism, as well as she also understands the beauty of the American idea. So she and I are doing a media training, and we have early bird pricing right now. That's on the website, it's great for candidates or people that want to help candidates. And we rolled it out yesterday. It will be a limited number of people, and tickets are already selling rapidly, producer Steve.
Well, I just now got that notice that you guys were doing this, and I think, wow. You know, Helen has my respect. Putting aside everything she's accomplished since she's been here, she was born and raised in China. She came to the U.S., became a U.S. citizen, and, you know, all because she loves the idea, the American idea. So whatever else she's accomplished to me is secondary. She has my vote.
How she is. She is really a remarkable person. So it's my honor to get to do this with her. And this is a great opportunity. And as I mentioned, seating is limited, but you will learn a lot, and it will equip you whether or not you're going to be a candidate or help a candidate or something else regarding media in your life that'll be really important. Also, we also have the flyer on the website for the senatorial forum that I will be co-moderating on January 29th. And the Longmont Republican women, working with the Boulder County Republican women, as well as the Boulder County Republicans, are putting that on. So we'd love to have you join us for that as well. So all kinds of information there. You can email me at kim@kimmunson.com as well. And thank you to all of you who support us. We are an independent voice as we search for truth and clarity by looking at these issues through the lens of freedom versus force, force versus freedom. And it's never compassionate to take other people's rights, their property, their freedom, or their livelihood via force. And that's whether with a weapon, policy, unpredictable and excessive taxation, fear, coercion, or the latest silent thief, which is government-induced inflation. And we saw an example down here in Australia where there are bureaucrats that are taking someone's right to for their livelihood, and that is I cannot believe that Australia kicked Novak Djokovic, 9-time Australian tennis champion, out of the country, and apparently will not let him defend his title. So here are bureaucrats taking his livelihood, taking his opportunity because of bureaucratic order. It's remarkable. I cannot believe that this has happened.
I said in the pre-call, I always thought of Australia as having their act together because of the world history, the part that they played in it and whatnot. But as we have said, it only takes one individual in the right place to cause this type of buffoonery.
Or let's say it takes the wrong individual in the right place.
There you go.
So that is rather remarkable that that has happened. Today is Martin Luther King Day. And so we thought it very appropriate that we would use one of his quotes for our inspiration wisdom quote of the day. Martin Luther King was an American Baptist minister and activist who became the most visible spokesman and leader of the American Civil Rights Movement from 1955 until his assassination in 1968. Reverend and Dr. King advanced civil rights through nonviolence and civil disobedience, inspired by his Christian beliefs and the nonviolent activism of Mahatma Gandhi. He was born in 1929, and he died in 1968. And I was in Atlanta many, many years ago, Steve, and went through the museum, boyhood home. And interestingly enough, I guess during dinner, before dinner, everyone in the family had to recite a Bible verse. And young Martin Luther King Jr., recited the shortest verse in the Bible. That was one of his favorites. Do you happen to know what it is?
Jesus wept.
That's it.
Okay.
That's one we can all memorize. And
I just imagine what the look on his father's face when he pulled that one.
Mm-hmm.
Like, okay, boy, you're testing my patience here.
But it is a powerful verse as well. But I thought that was pretty remarkable. And actually, that's probably something that'd be good for all of the rest of us to do on a regular basis, too. But anyway, this is his quote. He said, "The ultimate measure of a man is not where he stands in moments of comfort and convenience, but where he stands at times of challenge and controversy." So clearly that was appropriate. Well, it was appropriate at the founding of our country. It was appropriate during the Civil Rights Movement. It was appropriate during the World Wars. It's appropriate now, Producer Steve. So I thought it was a good one to share on Martin Luther King Day.
It is. And we do right by honoring him the best we know how to do. But at the same time, I'm thinking what's going on in this country in the last 2 to 3 years and how they push his teachings totally aside, like it never happened. And what a tragedy.
Well, it really is. Remember the famous quote, I dream of a day or time, paraphrasing, when my little children will be judged not by the color of their skin, by the content of their character. And it is so unbelievable. We've made so much progress in our race relations here in America. And my gosh, over the last 10 years, there's been this fomenting of division and defining people by groups instead of the fact that they're individuals. And so we are at a really important time in our country. And so his quote is, again, very appropriate. "The ultimate measure of a man is not where he stands in moments of comfort and convenience, but where he stands at times of challenge and controversy." Producer Steve, let's get over here to this headline that I received. I opened up my phone this morning and somebody had sent this over to me from Colorado Peak Politics. And I thought, you know what? We need to talk about this. And it's titled, "Governor Polis Rocked by Kickback Scandals Involving Friends, Former Chief of Staff." And when we've reported on it, Patty had pulled this in our headlines. But it says, it all started when a report from ProPublica revealed why Governor Polis wasn't exactly keen on releasing his tax returns in 2018. For 3 consecutive years, from 2013 to 2015, Polis reportedly did not pay federal income taxes. They go on to say that's a big political problem for Polis because $0 in federal income taxes doesn't exactly comport with the left's vision of what fair share the wealthy should be paying. There's also additional hypocrisy in that Polis says he wants to get rid of special interest tax breaks, but apparently not the deductions he used to keep his effective tax rate lower than most middle-class Coloradans. As it turns out, this story was only the beginning of the PR nightmare. Any comments on this before I move on, Producer Steve?
Well, just enough to say that in this particular article, this is kind of like a 3-for-1. So you touched on the first one. So continue.
Okay, the second one, the Denver Gazette reports that a complaint to Colorado's Independent Ethics Commission, signed by former Arapahoe County DA George Brockler, alleges Polis's then chief of staff, Rick Palacio, skirted ethics laws that prohibit double dipping by state employees. Apparently, Palacio authorized himself an $85,000 contract while he was still serving as Polis's chief of staff. And then for at least 1 month, he was actually receiving a taxpayer check as chief of staff and the consulting gig that he approved for himself. My. Producer Steve, what do you think about that?
Expected or not surprised? I don't know. The problem here, and it's problematic, I guess, in this environment that we're in, that the complaint was signed off by George Brockler. Right away, the Polis' side is going to say, though, this is just regular street politics. There's nothing going on here. This is just the way the other side loves to smear us.
Well, they probably will say that, but that's why it's important to get to the facts, to get to the truth on this. And whether or not, I mean, certainly there's probably politics that are contributing to this, Producer Steve, but it doesn't get past the facts. The guy was double dipping. And we see, that's what we see with Democrats. And actually, we sometimes see it with Republicans as well.
Yes.
But Democrats have been really, really good at it lately. And that is, the rules are for thee, not for me. I mean, take a look at Nancy Pelosi. Her husband, because has the knowledge of what is going, you know, what they're going to be doing in Congress, he goes out and he buys stock options on different stocks that are going to be affected. They make $30 million. And then she's, and they have passed or want to pass or have passed legislation that's quote unquote legal, but it's not right. And so these laws, the idea in America is the, and when we talk about justice, and what we want to get to is that we are all equal before the law. And it is, it's just not right that there's this double dipping of Polis's chief of staff.
All right, you got two down. Get the third one out there. Okay. Let's wrap this one up.
Okay.
This one, the third part is my favorite, so go ahead.
Okay. The Gazette published a follow-up report on a group known as the COVID Citizen Software Engineers. It says, at the outset of the pandemic in 2020, this group branded themselves as an all-volunteer organization working for free to help the state craft their response to the pandemic. The next thing gets me crazy, and that is their group's work included tracking Coloradans' movements via cell phone location data. In addition to the significant privacy concerns about the scope of those activities, their work didn't turn out to be so free after all. Polis's personal friends and business associates received government contracts totaling $1.6 million from the arrangement, according to the Gazette. So $1.6 million of our taxpayer money was paid to Polis's friends to track you on your cell phone. That seems to me that is a direct affront to the Constitution of the United States of America, where we are all supposed to be secure in our personal papers and effects and all. Producer Steve, your comment on that?
Well, all right. If you know his history, his background in civilian life, you know, he was in technology. He's in computer networking, internet-related fields, let's say. So the fact that these people are close to him and they're able to do this, I guess, is no big surprise. It's just the fact that, you know, did he know it was coming? Who knows? But, the writer of this story does say that all these things seem to have legs. This story has legs, and I guess we need to make sure it stays that way.
As it should. It should have legs on that, for sure. We're going to go to break. Before we do that, though, as you know, the show comes to you because we are independent. We're an independent voice searching for truth and clarity by looking at these issues through the lens of freedom versus force, force versus freedom. And I have great sponsors. A longtime sponsor of both the shows is Hooters Restaurants. They have five locations. That's Westminster, Aurora, Lone Tree, Colorado Springs and Loveland. And just wanted to highlight their burger special. Right now, during this inflationary time, they have kept the line on this. They have their $10 burger specials, and you get a side of curly fries. And they have all kinds of different mushroom Swiss burger, bacon blue burger, Southwest burger, and the Western burger. I actually normally kind of like more plain burgers, but those are pretty cool. So be sure and check that out. All my sponsors are on my website, kimmunson.com, under the sponsors tab. Really appreciate you making sure that you do business with them. We're going to go to break. When we come back, we will continue the conversation about Colorado.
With the federal government printing money, it looks like inflation is on the horizon. That is why you should lock in a low rate now on your mortgage. Lauren Levy with Polygon Financial Group is here to help. Lauren works with a variety of lenders to assist you in finding the mortgage that is just right for you. Locking in a low rate now will save you thousands of dollars over the life of your loan. Don't procrastinate. Don't wait any longer. Call Lauren today at 303-880-8881. That's 303-880-8881.
All of Kim's sponsors are an inclusive partnership with Kim and are not affiliated with or in partnership with KLZ or Crawford Broadcasting. If you would like to support the work of the Kim Munson Show and grow your business, contact Kim at her website, kimmunson.com. That's Kim Munson, MONSON.com.
Welcome back to the Kim Munson Show. I am Kim Munson. Be sure and check out our website. That's Kim Munson, MONSON.com. Sign up for our weekly newsletter there. You can email me at kim@kimmunson.com as well. And thank you to all of you who support us. We are into, first of all, the state legislature. Oh, I forgot to do Bill of the Day. I may have to try to sneak that in here. Producer Steve, I got so whipped up on this whole article about Governor Polis that I need to do that here in just a minute, but we will. Before we get into all of that, though, my policy is any candidate that reaches out to me, I will find time to get them onto the radio, because I think that it's important that each of you get to know these people that are stepping forward to run for office. And I have some new friends out in eastern Colorado, and I was out at a wedding last week, and they said, you need to meet this guy. And it is Colorado Representative Rod Pelton, and he is running for Senate District 35. And he reached out to me, and I said, absolutely, let's get you on the show. So, Rod, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me, Kim.
Rod, I hail from western Kansas, and I have a great love for rural Colorado and rural America. And I've been very surprised with the policies that have been coming out of the legislature and this governor regarding rural Colorado, and there's some real challenges. What's your thoughts about that, Rod Pelton?
Well, you know, I have deep concerns also. You know, I was a county commissioner 6 years before I became state representative, and I'm in my fourth year as state representative. And with that, I've always been fighting the rules and regulations coming down from the Front Range. They're Front Range-centric rules made for the city and the large population centers. And the one-size-fits-all mentality in the state just does not work out here in rural Colorado when it comes to landfills, air quality, all these things. Air quality, we are in an attainment zone out here, but yet they still push these regs and rules down on us, a lot of times unfunded. What I've found, if the ideas start in rural Colorado, they will work on the Front Range, but not necessarily the other way around. So, you know, you're exactly right. As it just puts a hardship on us out here and costs us more money in our budgets out here in rural Colorado, which are getting very hard to find money to supply all the different services and stuff anyway. Then you have the intrusion from the regulatory agencies on the Front Range, and it just becomes real burdensome out here.
Well, Rod Pelton, I think that many people that have moved to the city, and I was talking to one of my cousins at the wedding last week, and I said, I really think that people are going to start to move out of these city centers back into our rural towns, because the crime that is occurring in the cities, particularly here in Denver. Did you know that Denver, the metro area of Colorado, is number one in car thefts in the nation? I mean, that really affects people if their vehicle is stolen. And so this crime, what happens, I think people are going to move out of the cities because of the failed policies that are going on. And so instead of exporting those failed policies to rural Colorado, to your point, what works in rural Colorado, safety of communities, good schools, that we should import those into the metro area for sure. What's your thoughts?
You know, we are already seeing just that. My little town of Cheyenne Wells is roughly 800 people. We have people moving in from Colorado Springs, from Denver, because of the cost of living, the crime rate, which you just mentioned. My hope is these people coming out here wanting a simpler life, a slower life, aren't bringing their voting habits, you know, their baggage from the city, and change us out here. I did hear of a small town in Cheyenne County of Kit Carson had a woman move in from Colorado Springs. She started going to city council meetings, and she started demanding that they change this, change that. And, you know, it's working out here. We don't need to be changing and become the Front Range, because then you've just spoiled the beauty of rural Colorado. And, you know, I've talked to realtors in Nebraska and past legislators and realtors in Wyoming. They're seeing an influx of Colorado natives that have gotten sick and tired of what's happening in Denver and the Front Range, and they're leaving. And we just can't have that. You know, this is a great state. It's been a great state. And with the shift in policies and the whole shift in politics on the Front Range is just hurting the state in a very significant way, and people are seeing it and they're leaving.
So, Rod Pelton, I'd like to drill down a little bit more for people so that they can start to think about how this affects their lives. There has been a real assault on our energy industry, and reliable, abundant, affordable, and efficient energy is critical to powering our lives. But I don't think that people really think about how important that is for rural Colorado, because rural Colorado, rural America, our farms and our ranches, raises the food and the livestock that ends up in the grocery stores here and the transportation costs to get it there. So the policies that are not only occurring at the state capitol here in Colorado, but on a national level, people are really starting, I'm calling it the big squeeze, and it's because of government policy. And I know that rural Colorado has felt it for some time. People across the state are feeling it now. How can we get to some solutions on this, Rod Pelton?
Well, unfortunately, we have it's a mindset problem. You know, the left has been indoctrinated into thinking fossil fuel is bad, have to do away with fossil fuel. In fact, they have such a hatred for it, they cannot see the good that comes out of fossil fuels. And out here in rural Colorado, on our farms and ranches, we are large consumers of diesel, electricity for center pivots, you name it. And we are price takers. We cannot pass that extra cost on that is occurring right now with the increase in fuel. We cannot pass that on, so we just have to absorb it into our operations. And these smaller operations just don't have that kind of room in their margin to make that work. So what you see happening out here is the farmers, the small farmers, going out of business, being absorbed by these bigger farmers, and it's actually creating an environment that is exactly what the Democrats say they don't like, corporate farms. And that's exactly what's happening out here because of one of the factors is energy. We are such large consumers of it that it's really causing adverse effects out here. And in my way of thinking, the only way to counteract that is to get Republicans back in control in Washington, in Denver, in all these other states that are having the same issue, because it's a mindset. And they won't, I don't feel they'll come to the realization that fossil fuels, you know, their mindset is they're going to destroy the environment. Out here, Cheyenne County, all my current district and the district I'm running for is very big in energy production. They are good neighbors. Their workers live here. They are not going to destroy the environment where their employees live. You know, it's just like me as a rancher. I'm not going to be, you know, abusing my cows to make a living, because that just does not work. And they're the same with the environment. So I don't know how we get by that paradigm they have, and show them that they are good neighbors. Our air is cleaner now than it was in the 70s, 60s and 70s when I was growing up. We used to drive to Denver, and you could not see Denver because the pollution was so bad. So I don't know. We have a completely opposite paradigms with the energy, and I don't know what we do to correct that. It's going to be a big task.
Well, it is a big task. And to your point, Rod, as we finish up here, farmers, ranchers are want to be and are good stewards of the land. And what we've seen from these environmental policies, and again, I go back to forest management. You look at these forest fires have become much more intense because we've not managed our forests in California, here in Colorado. Remember this summer where the air was like it was back when you just mentioned, Rod Pelton? Back in the 60s and 70s, where you couldn't, it was difficult to, there was a brown cloud. Well, this last summer, I know I have friends and neighbors that couldn't go outside because they had breathing challenges because of the smoke that was coming in from California, because environmentalists had said we cannot manage our forest. So instead of making the air better, they had actually made it much worse. Rod Pelton, I really appreciate you joining us today. And one other comment I wanted to make, I was talking to a friend of mine, and these energy costs that you're talking about, inflation is, I think they, I can't remember, I want to say it was, 7-9% last week that is up. But I really think that it's much more than that. And people are seeing that when they go to the grocery store. My friend said that she got some vitamins, some higher priced things, and she'd gone to one of the natural grocery stores. But she said the bag that she normally paid about $65 for, she got one bag for $100. People are noticing and they're realizing that something is happening and they don't like it. And that's why it's so important to protect rural Colorado. Rod Pelton, how can people reach out to you, get more information about you?
Well, so I have a website. It's peltonforcolorado.com. I have a Facebook page, Representative Rod Pelton, and they can call the Capitol and talk to my aide. Or
okay, so again, let's just do that website one more time. What's that website?
PeltonForColorado.com.
Rod Pelton, thank you so much. Good luck.
Thank you very much.
Okay. And before we go to break, Patty has recommended, and rightfully so, we did this last year, and that was the bill of the day. The state legislature convened this last Wednesday, and of course, many of the bills were introduced. But there was one that was introduced, and this is by three Republicans. And my gosh, it just makes so much sense. It just a lot of common sense. And it is... House sponsorship. It was introduced by, I believe it's Stephanie Luck. And on the Senate side, Senator Hissey and Senator Sonnenberg. And it says it is a bill, and oh, I should give you the number. It is House Bill 22, 1015, and it says concerning the ability of certain healthcare providers to repurpose therapeutic drugs that have been approved by the Federal Food and Drug Administration for another purpose to provide treatment to individuals with COVID-19. It just makes common sense. If a drug has been approved by the FDA and it could possibly be effective for someone with COVID-19, it's crazy that they would not, that a doctor would not be able to prescribe that. And many people, we need to remember that medicine is really an art. Each individual is different. And so to take the cuffs off and let doctors and healthcare providers make decisions that is best for their patients makes a lot of sense. So this is a great piece of legislation. And again, that is House Bill 22-1015. Hopefully that's going to get some legs and go somewhere. We're going to go to break. And when we come back, we're going to be talking with one of our U.S. Senate candidates. And that is Colorado Representative Ron Hanks, who has his hat in the ring for U.S. Senate. Stay tuned.
Home ownership and private property rights help you build wealth for you and your family. RE/MAX Alliance award-winning realtor Karen Levine understands this. Supply is super tight right now. This is why you need a seasoned professional with excellent negotiating skills on your side of the table, whether buying or selling an existing home or buying a new build. As a member of the National Association of Realtors Board of Directors, Karen Levine volunteers hours of her time to help you build your American dream. Call her today at 303-877-7516. Again, that's 303-877-7516.
You'd like to get in touch with one of Kim Munson's sponsors, but you can't recall their phone number. Find a full list of advertising partners on Kim's website, kimmunson.com. That's Kim, M-O-N-S-O-N.com.
Welcome back to the Kim Munson Show. I am Kim Munson. Be sure and check out our website. That's Kim Munson, M-O-N-S-O-N.com. Sign up for our weekly newsletter there. You can email me at kim@kimmunson.com as well. And I do thank each and every one of you for joining us. Before we get over here to U.S. Senate candidate Ron Hanks, I want to give another acknowledgement to a great sponsor, and that is Kirsch Insurance Group. They are specialists in the Medicare arena, and they are a broker, so they work with a lot of different companies. We are currently in a Medicare enrollment, an open Medicare enrollment period, where if you have an Advantage plan, you have one chance to make a change on that, and that's now until the end of March. All this is clear as mud to me. That's why you need to call Kirsch Insurance Group. And you can find their information at ikirsch.com. That's ikirsch.com. And they can certainly help you out with that. On the line with me is one of the candidates for U.S. Senate on the Republican side, and that is State Representative Ron Hanks. Ron, welcome to the show.
Well, top of the morning, Kim. Thank you for the invite this morning.
Definitely. It's a crowded field right now. A lot of really great candidates in this, which is it's very, you know, gives me great heart and great hope. Why, Ron Hanks, did you decide to throw your hat in the ring for the U.S. Senate race?
Well, I appreciate the question, Kim. I put in 32 years in the military. I was an enlisted guy and commissioned over. I retired at the end of 2017. I watched what Trump was doing as president, and I was encouraged by the progress that was being made to drain the swamp, if you'll pardon the cliche, but working to control government, and then watching a federal government ignore the chief executive. And I became concerned. I had the sense that Trump would win 2020, and I believe he did. But I decided to run for state house for the purpose of trying to turn Colorado back to the middle, back to red, thinking we would have Trump's top cover in Washington. And, of course, things have turned out quite differently. Election fraud is a big issue. Election integrity is one of my major platforms. It's first on my list. And, Kim, when I was coming back from Arizona, I was concerned. I went there twice. And when I came back from the cyber symposium that was held in South Dakota, a lot of expertise, a lot of brilliant people explaining what the evidence of how this election was fraudulent and taken by electronic systems and bad ballot paper. And I asked the question, what more can I do in service to this country? And the answer came to me, run for U.S. Senate. So here I am. It's not a job I crave, Kim, in the sense that I've lived out in D.C. before. I retired at the end of 2017, and I wanted to just explore the American West. This is a little bit of an alteration of my journey, but I'll take it.
Rod Hanks, there are many on both sides of the aisle that are saying that you can't talk about election integrity. And there are many everyday Americans, everyday Coloradans that say if something really happened, we haven't seen any proof. How do you answer that, Ron?
Well, I would say, Kim, I'm probably the only one that will talk about it in the forefront. You know, the other candidates for U.S. Senate will talk about it if asked, but the reality is the evidence is there. We have a mainstream media that is the mockingbird media, as some may call it, issuing the talking points of the ruling class. And if people don't see the evidence, it's because they're looking at the wrong sources and not looking broadly enough. But there's an interesting poll that came out from Rasmussen, no less, so fairly reputable across many people's perspectives, that says 59% of Americans believe there was election fraud in 2020, and that includes 41% of Democrats. And so when you're at 59%, that's a pretty large number, and it's growing. I mean, people are seeing the evidence in spite of the lockdown of the left-wing media, and I think people are finding the truth. The Arizona audit was revealing the video of the people running ballots through the machines multiple times after five states had shut down the counting on November 2020 election night. I mean, none of it passes this common sense test here, and I think people are realizing, and especially seeing what Biden has done as the resident of the White House. People are starting to get buyer's remorse, starting to recognize, this wasn't accurate.
Well, when I was writing the promo running for this show, another way, there's been an assault on our elections in a variety of different ways. And there are those that say, well, it didn't change the results of the election. I mean, that's hard to know right now whether it did or whether it didn't. But if we do not have elections that we think are honest and fair, and that it is citizens that are voting, then, Ron Hanks, I don't think that we have a country. And so this whole voting rights legislation that Biden has been pushing, basically saying that they want to have more access to ballots. Well, I think more access means more opportunity to cheat. But what I found so interesting is, as we were looking at headlines at the end of the week last week, is Washington, D.C. Mayor Muriel Bowser recently issued an edict that patrons of restaurants, bars, nightclubs, and gyms must provide their COVID-19 vaccination papers and a photo ID. But yet, Democrats are saying a photo ID to vote, they call it racist. I mean, the hypocrisy on that, Ron Hanks, is beyond belief.
Yeah, I agree. And frankly, Joe Biden is not credible in virtually anything that he says. But watching what the federal government is attempting to do by this H.R. 1 is galling, and we must push back on it. Voting is a state's right issue, and it should be controlled by the states. To that end, there's a couple things I'm doing this legislative session that I think are important. And it's happening in several state legislatures this year. And What one of them is that I introduced an anti-counterfeit ballot paper bill so that our ballots have the same protections like watermarks and invisible inks, the same protections that we have on our paper currency. And I think we need to be very careful with what our ballots look like. We should treat them as though they are currency because it truly affects the vector of this nation. The other bill that I'm putting in is a voter roll canvassing reform so that we clear our voter rolls and make sure that they are updated by the various databases and so forth. Many states are doing this, and I think it's better to come from the states and do this than to try to get something rammed down our throat by the federal government, which is unconstitutional.
And so clearing voter rolls, what would that look like exactly, Ron Hanks? Because I know that, I mean, it's super expensive sending all of these ballots out, and I know that they're not cleaning up the rolls on a regular basis. So what would this look like exactly?
Well, there's several prongs to it, but some of these agencies need to talk to each other more clearly and cleanly. And so when a voter dies or a citizen dies, you know, the information from the Social Security Administration, for one, should get there. The death certificate should be part of the voter roll update. I would say the motor voter process, where the Department of Motor Vehicles or what have you around the nation automatically enroll people or register people, is a bit of an overwhelming data blast onto these systems, and I think that ought to be reviewed as well.
Well, and I think that was signed into law by Bill Clinton many, many years ago. But I agree. I think that every citizen should have the right to vote, but it is also a responsibility. And what I have found is that people get their ballots, and instead of really understanding the issues or the candidates, many times they are so influenced by the sound bites and the advertisements out there. We as citizens have a civic duty to understand what we're voting on exactly. And if people don't go to do the hard work on this, Ron Hanks, I think that they should not vote. Because we need to, we've seen what has happened as people over the years have just voted for somebody who they like their name or a soundbite that they see on TV. There has to be citizens that understand what is at stake and take this right to vote very seriously, and it needs to be protected. Your final comment on that before we go to break.
Sure. No, I certainly appreciate your perspective. I probably share a great deal of it, but bottom line, as a legislator and as a elected official, I would never try to say you have to cross this threshold, you know, of knowledge to vote. I mean, ultimately, if you're a citizen and not a current felon, you should have the right to vote. And that's something that I think the left, and this really shouldn't be a left and right issue, because every vote should count, and every vote counts more when there's less fraud or double voting in there. But the left will say that we're trying to suppress the votes, and that's simply not the case. Every vote will count more the more fraud we get out of the system.
Correct. And let me make a clarification. I am not saying that government should have any kind of a threshold on whether or not citizens vote. And so thanks for that clarification. What I'm saying is we as citizens have a responsibility to ourselves to understand what we are voting on. And we personally, if we don't do the hard work to understand that, then I think that we have a duty to not vote. But that's on a personal level. I would never have government pass any kind of a threshold like that as well. And thanks for that clarification, Representative Hanks. We're going to go to break. When we come back, we'll continue the conversation with U.S. Senate candidate Ron Hanks. Before we do that, though, another great sponsor of the show is Castlegate Knife and Tool. They're located in Sedalia, Colorado. They are a family-owned business, and they have knives from the best blade makers from all over the world. And whether or not you are a chef or a collector, a sportsman, Castlegate Knife and Tool is the place for you. And in fact, I'd gotten a great wedding gift for that wedding I was out to last week in rural Colorado for the bride and groom, because nice knives, steak knives, nice knives for the kitchen are something that a family can use forever. So a great place to get that wedding gift. Check out castlegate.com. That's castlegate.com. We'll be right back with U.S. Senate candidate Ron Hanks.
Three Points Financial is a fiduciary financial planning company focused on helping individuals and families. Mary Alpers and Steve Kruse at Three Points Financial specialize in investment strategies, tax planning and preparation, and retirement planning with no product sales or commissions. Tax laws have changed and will continue to change. Inflation is real. Three Points Financial helps you maneuver through these changes to achieve your financial success. For clarity and a solid, relevant financial and investment plan, while working with a company that puts your interests at the forefront, schedule a no-obligation initial consultation at threepointsfinancial.com. That's threepointsfinancial.com.
Would you have ever dreamed that freedom of speech, freedom of thought, freedom of assembly, and freedom of religion would be under assault and attack in America? Unbelievably, it is happening right before our eyes. That is why it is important to keep free-thinking, independent voices on the airwaves, the internet, and social media. Kim Munson is one of those important voices. Help her keep independence alive. Go to KimMunson.com to contribute to join Kim in the battle of ideas raging in America today. That's Kim Munson, MONSON.com.
Don't miss your chance to hear from the Republican Senate candidates as they go up against Senator Michael Bennet. Longmont Republican Women present a Republican Senate candidate forum on Saturday, January 29th at Twin Peaks Charter Academy in Longmont. Doors open at 6 p.m., dinner is provided, and forum starts promptly at 7 p.m. Tickets cost $35 and no tickets will be sold at the door. Our very own Kim Munson will be moderating, so you don't want to miss it. Get your tickets at longmontrepublicanwomen.org today. Once again, find more information and get your tickets at longmontrepublicanwomen.org.
And welcome back to the Kim Munson Show. I am Kim Munson. Be sure and check out our website. That's Kim Munson, MONSON.com. Sign up for our weekly newsletter there. You can email me at kim@kimmunson.com as well. And thank you to all of you who support us. We are an independent voice as we search for truth and clarity by looking at these issues through the lens of freedom versus force, force versus freedom. Remember, if something's a good idea, you should not have to force people to do it. And socialism ultimately comes down to force. It's not about free stuff. For free stuff is just the carrot to get people to vote for it. On the line with me is Colorado Representative Ron Hanks. He is a candidate for U.S. Senate. It's great to have you on the show, Ron.
Well, glad to be here. Thank you again.
And just a note to all of you listeners out there, every candidate that reaches out to me, I will put them on the air because I think it's important that you get to know these candidates that are stepping forward to run for office. Ron, we've talked a lot about election integrity, the vulnerability that we have in our elections, and it is so important to have free, fair, honest elections here in America. If we don't have that, we really don't have a country. But I wanted to move over to some of the other issues that are on people's hearts. One of them is the economy. I mentioned when I was had Rod Pelton on earlier in the show that a friend of mine was at the grocery store, and she said a bag that normally would probably have cost about $65 cost $100, and we're seeing an economy with this inflation that is hurting everyday people significantly. What's your thoughts on the economy? What would you do about it?
Well, it's a complete disaster. We had a pretty good economy until Joe Biden showed up, and you know, never has one individual been able to destroy an economy this quickly. I mean, Jimmy Carter is breathing a sigh of relief at this point. But, you know, I talk with my brother here fairly frequently, but he was looking to buy some chain link fence and has a project trying to finish. And the roll of chain link was 75. He said he went back and it was $400 for the same stuff over the course of a year and a half. And, you know, it's not just inflation, it's supply issues. We got a real problem in this United States right now with our supply chain. And frankly, I think one of the corrections we could make is bringing manufacturing back to this country. And manufacturing of large ticket items and steel products is important, but down to the pharmaceuticals as well. We are getting 97% of our antibiotics from China, and I find that to be a high risk issue. You know, I was an intelligence guy for almost all of my 32 years in the service, and I would say we have put ourselves in extreme vulnerability when our medicines come from China, when our computer chips come from China, and by the way, our election equipment, the Dominion systems and the laptops ordered from Dell are produced in China. And by the way, those Dominion systems do have wireless modem capabilities. You can see it on the build sheet for each laptop. So don't let them tell you it wasn't connected to the internet or could not connect. All of those things should be made in America again. And in order to make them, we need to have an energy policy that actually has excess energy. My dad was in nuclear power. I'm a big proponent of nuclear power. I fracked in North Dakota, hammer and iron with Blue Collar America. And I have to tell you, we had energy independence under Trump. We were building towards it. We got there, and now we don't. And that's why we're paying $4 a gallon for gas. And we've got to get energy. It's got to be cheap, plentiful, clean, and available to bring manufacturing back here. And when it comes here, we can bring prices down because our supply chain will never falter like it is right now.
Well, and the other thing, Ron Hanks, that I think has been a problem, and this has been something over all these years, and that is with rules and regulations and taxes. And my gosh, we see it right here in Colorado down there at the State House, all the additional fees and rules for everyday business owners, entrepreneurs, as we've made labor so expensive over all these years here in America that businesses did go offshore. And we're realizing, as you mentioned, all these vulnerabilities. In order to bring that back, we're going to need to reduce taxes and reduce rules and regulations to make that happen, Ron.
Well, absolutely, Kim. And I'll tell you what, when I was running for State House, I wrote an article for a conservative paper down in Fremont County and Custer County. And I said in that article, if I had the president's ear, I would recommend that he cut 40% of the federal government before the 2020 election, just to prove to people that it can be done and that the process is beginning. And with the weaponized federal government that we have now under Joe Biden, I would suggest to you that we should cut the federal government to 30% of its current size. And if we can do that, obviously, the costs will go down as far as taxes and fees. And here in the state, we're going to be debating a budget that's north of $40 billion, which is outrageous for this state this size. Last year, it was 34.6. Year before that, it was in the high 20s. Wasn't too many years ago, we had a budget that was $16 billion. I mean, we have definitely got the budget creep going on here, and it's starting to go exponential. So we got to cut federal government, and that's going to be a major motivation of mine.
Okay, and very quickly, we just have 2 minutes left, Ron Hanks, and that is national security. You said you were in intelligence for many years in the military. Tell us your stance on national security.
Well, I think we're in a huge bind right now. These vaccine mandates for the military are unconstitutional and they are dangerous. We have lost good people that have been booted from the service, active and reserve, guard, and civilian forces. This is extremely dangerous. We need to turn this immediately. And frankly, anybody that's been booted from the service, I would promote a process that we would reinstate them if they would be willing to come back with pay and promotion considerations commensurate with their loss of time and service. Yeah, this is huge. And, you know, national security covers a lot of areas, but military readiness, obviously, and capability is first and foremost to keep evil at bay. Right now, nobody respects us. After Afghanistan, they laughed at us. We got big problems, Kim. Lots to solve here.
Okay. We have just 30 seconds left on this. So Representative Ron Hanks, Colorado representative, candidate for U.S. Senate. How can people get more information about you? And just very quickly, a final thought.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you. And thank you again for the time. My website is hanks4colorado.com. That's Hanks, F-O-R, Colorado.com. The most important election of our lifetimes, 2020. We need to still be looking at that in order to secure 2022. I think we have a good, very good chance of if we bring delegates to the caucuses and or to the assemblies from the caucuses, we can really make a difference in 2022 and affect the outcome. So thank you again for the time, Kim.
Okay, thank you. And that is Colorado Representative Ron Hanks, candidate for U.S. Senate. And our quote today is from Martin Luther King Jr. He says, if you can't fly, then run. If you can't run, then walk. If you can't walk, then crawl. But whatever you do, you have to keep moving forward. My friends, today, be grateful, read great books, think good thoughts, listen to beautiful music, communicate and listen well, live honestly and authentically, strive for high ideals, and like Superman, stand for truth, justice, and the American way. My friends, you are not alone. God bless you, and God bless America.